It's Wednesday, January 22nd, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Witbien. The Bank of Namibia will launch the Dr. Hage Gottfried Genghob commemorative banknote on February 10 to honour the late former president's exceptional contributions to the country. In accordance with Section 38(1) of the Bank of Namibia Act 2020, the bank holds exclusive rights to issue legal tender, including commemorative banknotes. The regulators, Josephina Oscar.
The Dr. Hage G. Genghob commemorative banknote has been thoughtfully crafted to honour Dr. Genghob's unwavering leadership and lifelong dedication to peace, inclusivity and resilience. This unique banknote not only commemorates his remarkable achievements, but also celebrates Namibia's progress as a nation shaped by his visionary leadership. It serves as a symbol of national pride, an educational tool for future generations, and a lasting reminder of the values he so passionately upheld. The unveiling of the Dr. Hage Gottfried Genghob commemorative banknote will be a moment of pride and reflection for all Namibians.
The Orano desalination plant has resumed full operations, according to NamWater. It says the water pumping is back on track and supply is gradually stabilizing. Their contingency plans during the shutdown ensured minimal impact, as expanded upon by spokesperson Lord Damanomata.
The health alpha levels, which had caused temporary shutdown of the plant, have subsided. Hence, the spike recorded has ended and normal operations at the Orano desalination plant have been fully restored, and meaning that normal water supply can resume being supplied to all our clients and stakeholders within that is a business unit of NamWater Coastal.
South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa says his country will focus its G20 presidency on solidarity, equality and sustainable development, adding that the G20 is important in shaping and strengthening global architecture and governance on major international economic issues. In his address at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, the South African president says it is important to foster cooperation to deal with challenges the world faces.
This, I believe, is a time of rising geopolitical tensions, unilateralism, rising debt levels, particularly affecting poor countries in the world. Yet, this is a moment when we should be standing together as a global community to resolve the problems that confront humanity.
Continentally, Mozambique's largest port, the Maputo port, experienced a 1% drop in volumes for last year, attributed to post-election protests that led to border closures and road blockages, according to the port operator, as revealed by CNBC Africa. The protests erupted after the contested October 9 elections, which was reportedly won by Daniel Chapo and his Frelimo party in power since 1975. The unrest has resulted in over 300 deaths amid a security forces crackdown. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced billions of dollars in private sector investment to construct artificial intelligence infrastructure in the country. On his first full day in office, he unveiled a joint venture called Stargate, which he's calling the largest AI infrastructure project in history. It follows him signing an executive order on Monday overturning policies which were aimed at monitoring and regulating AI risks. Our reporter on the ground is Benji Haya in Washington.
President Trump says he wants to keep artificial intelligence in America, citing China as a competitor in the AI space. At a briefing in the White House on Tuesday, he was flanked by the heads of OpenAI, SoftBank and Oracle. Those tech companies want to commit $500 billion into the project over the next 4 years. Stargate, according to Mr. Trump, will build the physical and virtual infrastructure to power the next generation of AI, including data centers, one of which is already under construction. Benji Haya, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.